Welcome to another episode of Bold Business Leaders. Welcome to your 5-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so I want to thank you for giving yourself these 5 minutes to level set your day. You're an energetic warrior that goes into this very negative world each and every day, and you know the power of positivity. You are the light that naturally aims high and knows that none other than love conquers all. Today I want to talk about something that's very, very relevant for me, especially right now, and that's uncomfortable. Dealing with your own stuff is not fun, but trust me when I say it, it will be worth it in the end. I've been reading Brené Brown, actually listening to her through the audiobooks, and at first I rejected her. The idea that shame was a thing I had to understand. Why? Why do I have to understand when I feel bad? Why do I have to understand when I feel the most anxiety? Why do I have to understand why I pull away, or when I pull away, why do I pull away? But now I think I get it, and that's why I want to share it with you. Feelings that make us uncomfortable, like guilt, anxiety, all of those things that I would put under the category of uncomfortable, sort of low vibration, feeling low confidence, feeling those things. Those feelings are what we ignore or pretend that it's not there. Those are feelings that we typically move away from because they're uncomfortable, and of course. But shame is the part of the process of us not telling our truth. Shame happens when we say yes when we mean no. Shame happens when we don't line up with who we are. And so it happens slowly and over time. It's something we must address because it teaches us a lot about ourselves. The part that we want to ignore is probably the part that we have to face. So you project what you are. It's like judgment. You know, when we judge others, there's a part of them that we fear inside of us. When I see another woman and I say, oh, look at her being so mouthy, or look at her being so overly sexual, it's definitely something that's triggered inside of me. And so we have to recognize that first and foremost, that a lot of the judgment that we have is projection. Now that we understand that when we judge others, it's a part of them that we feel inside of us, the journey to self, which is finding yourself, pushing through the paths that are painful, pushing through your blueprint, pushing through all the little, that little voice in you that's just a negative Nelly, it's uncomfortable, it's hard, and I get that. But facing your demons will help you acknowledge them, reject them, and take away their power. It basically allows you to create a new story for yourself. So be uncomfortable and push through it. Know that you will come out lighter and happier in the end. This is something that I promise all of you. The work is worth it. So how do you push past this? We recognize that strength in ourselves comes from pushing through the uncomfortable. So remember that the ego, that's the little part in your mind that wants you to be comfortable. It says, hey, don't look at that, or hey, don't deal with that, or why would you even give that a chance to look at, because it's really in the end not going to matter. All that rationalization is the way that it keeps us all numb and in the matrix. So it wants to be fed, the ego. It wants to be comfortable. It wants it to be told that everything's wonderful. It wants to be told that nothing will change. But remember, that is not how we grow. Trust me, I've had many nights where I wake up in complete fear. I wake up terrified of the next steps in my life because change is coming so quickly. And I would be inhuman if that didn't happen to me. It would make me completely a robot. So recognize that when change is coming quickly, you're going to feel uncomfortable too. But also recognize that when you're uncomfortable, you are growing. And that's something that you have to sit with. You have to say this to yourself. When I am uncomfortable, I am growing. Now that you've acknowledged that, and you realize that being uncomfortable doesn't mean that it is wrong, that what you're doing is wrong, that what you're thinking is wrong. When you're feeling uncomfortable, it's because something inside of you has been triggered. I have to recognize that my mind can be uncomfortable, but growth is the best reward you'll find. When you look back and you see the journey that you went through and you see what you pushed past, the fear and the anxiety and all the negative low vibrations, when you realize that people told you no when it's really a yes, or when people tend to put you down, or when you put yourself down, that negative self-talk, you'll realize that you're a freaking warrior. You are a warrior, not a worrier. And that is the key. That is the difference. A warrior doesn't go into battle and worry, oh, what if I'm not wearing the right thing? Or what if I get rejected? Or, oh my God. That is the nonsense that your ego wants you to stay comfortable. It'll tell you all the bad things that might happen in any situation, and you got to tell it to sit itself down. Sit down because you're a warrior. That, my beautiful sister, is something you must remember. Push past all the voices of doubt. Push past the fear for change. Push past the low self-confidence that got you into this major depression, this cycle of self-worth. Every time you fail, you put yourself down, but every time you fail, you actually win because you've learned something. You've added value to your life. In the end, you want something more. And what you want in the end, which is going to be amazing and blissful, means more than feeling uncomfortable in this moment. Trust me, that moment that you're having right now where you feel uncomfortable, that's the moment just before the shift. That uncomfortable feeling, that anxiety that you have in your stomach, just follow your heart, for God's sakes. I can't tell you enough. The ego, the mind, it's going to try to keep you comfortable. So be uncomfortable. Insight Timer has this really great meditation by Jason McGrice. You can look it up. Insight Timer is an app that I constantly recommend because it's got like 30,000 meditations, and they have helped me through all of it. So it teaches you how to push out the negative vibrations by breathing in and saying, I surrender. And then breathe out and say, I release. Do this 5 times. You breathe in and you say, I surrender. And then you breathe out and say, I release. Do this 5 times throughout the day and you'll shift from fear to flow. With all that said, I want to thank you for listening today. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your time. I believe in you, and I know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or need further help. I'm here to serve at Bold BIZ Coach, or sign up for my exclusive collection of strong and inspired women at KindlePike.com. Have a wonderful day, and remember that you are strong, and you are powerful, and you are beautiful.